Welcome back.
What have we done with this?
Oh, you got the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much to Carlton Huffman. I appreciate him so much. He's a good guy, you know, and a good friend, and he's always such a fun time to talk to. I want to switch gears just a little bit. I was reading a book this weekend, and there was a part of the book that talked about how people can fall victims and not really know it. It hit me like a ton of bricks, you know, because it really just goes to the center of why I do this. And, you know, if you listen to the show, you know about my experience with domestic abuse. If you don't, you can find that episode on civicmedia.us where I talk with my incredible friend, author, domestic abuse survivor, advocate, Hua Yutek. I tell my story for the first time about when I was a victim and it nearly cost me my life. And there was an incident that I've never talked about, and I'm going to talk about it right now. What happened to me was shortly after the divorce was final and my ex was kind of losing her grip on her power over me. This was well over a decade ago. Yeah, I was so young then. but she was trying to use the one thing that she had that could control me, and that was our son. And a couple of weeks after the divorce was final, I was you know, at my house, and I got a call from the police, and they said, "We need to talk to you." And I was like, okay, I'm waiting for my son. I'm kind of busy. And they said, "Well, you're not seeing your son until you speak with us." I was terrified. I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. I had no idea what was going on. I called my parents. My parents showed up, and the detective came, and they took me outside, and they said, "We have it on good authority that you're seeking out male companionship while your son is at your house." I started to laugh. I was like, okay. Right. Oh, wait, you're being serious? Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. And the police officer said, "This is not funny." And he handed me a stack of printed out emails, and I was like, "What is this? Where did you get this?" And he said, "Your ex-wife gave this to us because she had access to your emails and she was concerned about the well-being of your son." And I was like, "Oh, she did. Oh, how noble of her." Yeah, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. And the fact that she was accessing my email should be quite a red flag. Where's my son? Let's be done with this. And he's like, "You're not getting your son until we figure this out." And if you didn't do that, well, that's a bigger issue, and we're going to need to investigate this further. And so I said, "Okay, so hold on. You're telling me if I lie to you and say I did this, you'll go away. This whole thing goes away. I'll get my son, and we can move on with our day. But if I tell you the truth and say, no, this wasn't me, well, now that becomes a bigger deal because we got to have a bigger investigation, and I don't know where I'm going to see my son next." "Yes." "Oh, okay. Well, then you got me. Red-handed, great detective work. I'll never do that again." But I never did in the first place. My son came over, and that was that. Well, I wasn't that, because I absolutely addressed that with his mom. And my point to that whole thing is, how many people are put in a situation like that every single day? How many people have their lives completely ruined because of something like that? That's not fair. On that show, Hua herself talked about how she was accused of horrific things from her spouse that was completely untrue. Things that she never did. This happens all of the time. Every single day. It's not okay. Abuse is real, whether it comes from someone with a badge or someone with your last name. And just look at what's happening in Minnesota. You have these police officers that come to people's houses, rap on the door, say, "I've got a warrant." And they don't. It's not a real warrant. And people have no clue. They have no idea what that is, what that means, and what that really isn't. They have no idea what their rights are. And if I knew what my rights were at that point, that story would have been completely different. I would have stood up and fought it, just like Hua did. And people don't know. That's why I fight these fights. That's why I love this show, and that's why it matters so much, because standing up for people matters. It matters so much. I was at a show last weekend in Milwaukee, and it was at the Turner Hall. and they had this this display that was giving people free classes on what your rights are, knowing your rights. It was for people that were documented, undocumented, white, black, brown, whatever. And it was all for people who are in situations like the one I just discussed. Because so many people have no idea what their rights are. And then when they're in a situation, I would tell you, when I was in that situation, my head is spinning. I'm terrified. You didn't do anything wrong, but here you are, you know, being accused of things that are horrific. It happens every day. And so it's so important to understand what your rights are and what they're not, and what people can do to you and what they can't. Madeline Somerville talked about that a couple episodes ago because she's an attorney, and she had some great thoughts on how to, you know, better understand what your rights are and where you are as a person. Man, this happens all of the time. And yeah, if you want to listen to that show, I tell my story for the only time I've ever told that publicly. And it was crazy when I remember that episode so well. The entire day after talking about that, it brought back so many just horrific memories. I was sick for an entire day following that show. It was wild. I don't wish what happened to me on anyone in the world. Nobody. And don't let it happen to you. Be your advocate. Know what your rights are. And know what you can accept and what you can't. We're all here for you on The Rational Revolution. Thanks for listening to me. We'll see you next week on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch you later.